The importance of agreements with yourself. If your plans don't often work out, it'll be valuable to look at their underlying structure, your agreements. When we make agreements with others, most of us understand the consequences of breaking those agreements. If you break agreements with your boss, you might lose your job. If you break agreements with your friends, you might lose your friends. If you break agreements with family, you might hurt their feelings and lose their trust. In all cases, a relationship will be damaged. So what happens when you don't keep an agreement with yourself? It's not so different, really. A relationship is damaged. It's just harder to see. Let's say you decide to work out every day for a month, but you quit after 5 days. There doesn't seem to be anyone getting screwed by breaking this agreement. Nobody's mad at you. Of course, you'll let yourself off the hook. But your self-trust is eroded. If you forgot to pick up your children from school, you'd probably make it a priority to regain their trust because you care so much about the relationship. But chances are, you don't do that when you break an agreement with yourself. You may be barely aware that an agreement was broken. This matters in many ways, big and small. If you serially break agreements with yourself, you don't get things done when you say you'll get them done. You don't wake up when you say you'll wake up. You don't treat your body as healthily as you tell yourself you will. The material consequences are unfortunate, but usually small. The bigger consequences are things like not being able to count on yourself, or giving up your big dreams for ones that are more realistic given your history. If you have a habit of breaking agreements and now you want to do something big and important, your mind will have a lot of evidence to undermine you with. Why should this time be any different than the past?